This is JIS News. Coming up, Jamaicans remember Nelson Mandela. Businesses to get increased access to credit, and Education Ministry completes curriculum review. Details after this message. Stay with us.
Emergency! Emergency! Too much carnage on the road!
Look at that man walking in the middle of the road with the headphones on.
Hey.
Am I idiot or what?
What him a listen to all? Me can't hear it from right, yes.
Him not even a hear the man a blowing car horn, you know. Him a go get licked.
George, watch out!
Oh, gosh, I dead him dead, you know.
Look how the youth lose him life to carelessness.
Walk, ride, and drive for life. A message from the Ministry of Transport, Works, and Housing.
Now the news. Hundreds of Jamaicans paid tribute to the late former President of the Republic of South Africa, Nelson Mandela, in a memorial service at the University of the West Indies Mona Chapel Thursday. The memorial service was attended by Governor General Sir Patrick Allen, Minister of Finance and Planning Dr. Peter Phillips, who represented Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller, Leader of the Opposition Andrew Holness, and members of the Diplomatic Corps. During her address, South African High Commissioner to Jamaica, Martha Joyini, eulogized Mr. Mandela as a gift from God, adding that he fought his entire life to ensure the freedom of South Africans. Ambassador Joyini also noted the role Jamaica played in South Africa's struggle against apartheid.
Jamaica played a significant role in the struggle against apartheid, not only in South Africa, but in the region. It is a role that South Africa does not take lightly and shall never forget. At this moment, as we mourn the departure of our beloved Madiba, we are comforted by this special friendship between our two countries.
The memorial service was organized by the government and the South African High Commissioner to Jamaica. Businesses will soon be afforded greater access to credit following the passage of the Security Interests in Personal Property Act 2013 in the Senate Thursday. Justice Minister Senator Mark Golding, who piloted the bill, describes it as a landmark piece of legislation that will significantly improve the legislative framework governing the business environment in Jamaica.
This bill must be viewed as an integral part of a broader set of legislative reforms that are aimed at modernizing the legislative architecture for business, and it ultimately will speed up the process of broad-based growth and economic inclusiveness in this country.
The legislation will allow intangibles, including intellectual property and other forms of personal property, to be considered as collateral, which may be used to secure financing for businesses. The Ministry of Education has completed its review of the curriculum for grades 1 to 9. In May, Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites announced a review of the curriculum to allow children to more regularly utilize higher-order skills such as critical thinking and problem-solving. The newly revised syllabus is currently being tested in several schools across the island.
What it does is to shift the whole axis of education, of what knowledge we are offering to our children. It is away from rote knowledge and more towards the excitement of critical judgment, yes, and analysis.
Reverend Thwaites was speaking Friday at a press conference, updating journalists on initiatives announced in his sectoral debate presentation in May. The education minister says he expects the revised curriculum to be completed by 2016, after which it will be rolled out island-wide. And the Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change has officially launched the Local Management Plan for the Cockpit Country Forest Reserve. The plan was established to guide the sustainable management of the reserve's ecosystem. It will also examine the area's biodiversity, water resources, aesthetic value, and potential for recreational tourism.
The plan is valid for a period of 5 years and identifies the roles and synergies among the major stakeholders, including you, the community members operating in the area.
Minister of Water, Land, Environment, and Climate Change Robert Pickersgill speaking at the launch of the plan recently. He says the local forest management plan also seeks to address possible threats to the forest cover in the Cockpit Country and will serve as a guide for the sustainable use and management of the rich biodiversity and ecology in the area. That was the JIS News. I am Camilla Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.